The drummer of the biggest-selling Australian rock band, AC/DC, has appeared in court in New Zealand, accused of trying to arrange two murders. Phil Rudd has been with the band since 1975, albeit with a break of several years in the middle, and there have been rumours in recent weeks about his future with AC/DC, but the police raid on his home in Tauranga seems to have come as a complete shock even to those who know the band well. I asked our New Zealand correspondent Dominique Schwartz to describe the scene in the courtroom this morning.
Well, Phil Rudd appeared looking rather dishevelled, which his lawyer said was due to the fact that he'd been in police custody since 7 o'clock this morning. The first that anyone knew about it was when police raided his home in Tauranga, which is a town around about 200 kilometres southeast of Auckland. They went there, and then it was this afternoon that Phil Rudd appeared in court. He didn't enter any plea, didn't speak at all. The audio was not allowed to be recorded, and quite a lot of the details were suppressed. But basically, he is facing a charge of trying to procure the murder of two people, also threatening to kill, and he's charged with being in possession of cannabis and methamphetamine.
How did he look, and what did he say, or do you know what he said?
He didn't say anything. No, there was no plea entered, and he didn't speak at all. He was wearing a grey sweater, some jeans. He did look pretty rough around the edges. And as I say, the lawyer said that's because he'd spent a lot of time in police custody. And he was then bailed to appear again on the 27th of November. He didn't speak to media when he left. He was picked up by a woman in a car and taken back to his home. Now, he's been bailed to his home. He's been told that he basically has to stay there. He's been banned from a couple of different streets in Tauranga, which is where he now lives. He does run a restaurant in Tauranga. And he's also, of course, been banned from having anything to do with the person whom he allegedly tried to get to organise the murders.
Is the charge that he attempted to murder one person or more than one person?
The charge is that he attempted to get somebody else to murder two people. And that's as much of the detail as we know that the court is releasing.
And it came completely out of the blue?
Yes, well, he's been in and out of court a little bit. He did have a drug charge, possession of cannabis, back in 2010, but that was actually quashed so that he could continue to tour with AC/DC. Then he was also back in court not so long ago in relation to his restaurant, just for over employment issues. And I think there he was ordered to pay some costs to some employees or past employees. But in regards to this, no, this came completely out of the blue. Apparently it does relate to incidents that happened in the middle of September. As I say, not very many details, very sketchy, but apparently there were incidents on the 24th and 25th of September that related to procurement to get someone to murder these two people, and that also was when he allegedly threatened to kill one of the people.
In the music press, there was a story in the middle of October where the band put out a photograph of themselves without him in it. So was there some suggestion that he wasn't going to be on whatever is their next tour?
Yes, well, it's quite interesting because AC/DC has a new album coming out, Rock or Bust. It's actually being launched in rural New South Wales over the next week or two, and then will be released officially in early December. And you're right, there was a photo without him, and it's been the subject of a lot of discussion on fan pages, which I've been sort of trawling through and looking at today. Now, there was one fan who said that he had seen Phil Rudd in Vancouver at the hotel where the band was staying when they were recording the album. So maybe he was involved in some way, or maybe he wasn't. It's very hard to try and get an answer one way or the other.
It's been a terrible year for the band anyway, because it was revealed that one of their number, Malcolm Young, had dementia.
Yes, it has been a very tumultuous year for AC/DC, and fans have been reeling because, as you say, founding member Malcolm Young has left the band because of problems with dementia. So rocked by that, and now, of course, to have this as well, I'm sure there'll be lots of discussion on the fan sites about it. But, of course, we won't know the details until Phil Rudd is back in court at the end of this month.
New Zealand correspondent Dominique Schwartz.